Okay, welcome to Module 1 and Product Launch Overview. Now, in this module, we recommend you download your mind maps, your worksheets, and your checklists. Now, this is the same for every module, so please, when you reach the start of a new module, please download the mind maps, the check sheets, and the worksheets. Okay, you can also download the case study and all MP3 audio files if you want to take them with you. So, let's get started. Okay, product launch overview. Course overview. Why launch a product? Why launch a product, John?
Why launch a product? Yeah, I mean, I think the main reason we launch a product, and this is going to sound crazy, is to make a lot of money in a short space of time.
Correct.
And you know, it's not just internet marketers who launch products. I mean, one of the best companies I know when it comes to launching products to watch is Apple.
Yes, that's correct.
Have you seen how they create a buzz when there's a new iPhone or a new iPad? And they actually do a proper product launch.
Yes.
You know, they have people just... There's a buzz going on when there's a product getting launched. And we try to do the same sort of thing with an information product.
Well, that's it. If you just launch a product without any advertising, without telling anybody it's actually going to happen, then you know what happens.
Yeah,
you don't make any money, do you?
I mean, Apple could probably do that. They could probably get away with just bringing out a new iPhone on the sly, but
because they're a brand,
yeah,
aren't they?
So. Yeah, but wouldn't work with us. But yeah, and the whole point of launching a product is obviously to make as many sales as possible in a short period of time. And let me tell you, if you've never done this, when you do it, when you do have this experience, it's the reason we do what we do.
Yeah.
It's that buzz you get from watching sale after sale after sale come in.
Now, why do we need a strategy?
I think we've sort of already just mentioned it there, but if you don't have a strategy and you don't have a, you know, and if you don't have a well-rehearsed launch, or, you know, if you don't plan it,
yes,
then you're going to struggle. You're going to, you know, you're going, it's not just a case of creating a product, making it live and telling people. You can sometimes do that and get away with it if you create a fantastic product and you know, sometimes a buzz can be created just all on its own, but... You know, 9 times out of 10, you need to get a strategy together. You need to plan your launch and, you know, do it properly. Because if you don't, when you just put your product out there, there's no buzz. And it's just going out. 9 times out of 10, nothing will happen. You know, you make the odd sale here and there, and that will be it.
It's all about making the most money possible from a single launch, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's where your strategy comes into play. Now, the need for a pre-launch...
Right, this is something we're obviously going to talk about in... By the way, we'll be talking about all of these... Everything we're talking about on this module, we'll be talking about in great detail, but we're just covering, you know, covering the basics here. But if you want to do a proper big launch, you do need to have a pre-launch. Now, in my opinion, pre-launches are not as big as they used to be maybe a few years ago. People used to, you know... I think a lot of people are seeing pre-launches more and more, but you still need some sort of pre-launch. You need to do something... If you want to have a big launch, you need to do something before your actual launch.
You need to create the buzz, don't you?
Yeah, create the buzz, create some free content, whatever it may be. And, you know, if you just launch on launch day, it's much, much harder.
Okay, launch day and launch day plans. Now, obviously we're going to discuss this a little bit further, but a brief overview of launch day and the launch day planning. How important is launch day planning?
You need to plan your launch day months in advance. You know, if you want to have a big launch, you need to sort of have it mapped out in your head what will be happening on launch day. And there's a lot of things you need to have in place on your launch day. It's not just a case, again, of just making sure your page will be live. There's lots and lots of things can happen, and lots of things can go wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and we've actually experienced a lot of the things that can go wrong. So hopefully we'll be able to discuss those in detail, and that won't happen to you. But, you know, the launch day is the biggest day of the whole launch.
Right. During your launch planning, now this is very important, isn't it? You need to know or need to have in place or a vision, an overview of exactly what is going on throughout the whole of your actual launch. You know, you should have a step-by-step launch plan, shouldn't you? You need to stick to the launch plan.
Yeah, a lot of marketers, I see, they launch a product on launch day and they don't really know what they're going to be doing on day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Let's say it's a 7-day launch. You know, and what can happen is you can have a lot of sales on day one and you think, this is brilliant. You know, everything's going fantastically. Day two, the sales slow down. And by day 3, 4, and 5, sales can actually come to almost a complete stop. And a lot of people think, well, why is this happening? That's because you haven't planned what's going to happen during the launch. There's lots and lots of things you can do during the launch to keep the sales coming in, and that's what we'll cover there.
Now, closing your launch. Why close a launch?
Closing your launch is probably, I mean, the end of your launch, if you do this right, is going to be bigger than the launch day.
Yeah, this is where you make the most sales, isn't it?
Yeah, and a lot of marketers don't get this. And the big thing you have to do here is let your affiliates know and be well aware of the close, what's going to happen. You know, are you going to win the sale? Are you going to put the price up? You know, what is the reason why people have to buy on the launch close? And the big thing is teaching your affiliates what to do and getting everything in place ready for the close.
Yeah, we'll touch on scarcity and
urgency
and lots of tips of how to make extra sales towards the end. Now, we're also going to discuss post-launch tips. So basically what happens after the launch.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of launches will just die. Once the launch is over, that's it. And there's lots and lots of things you can do again to keep sales coming in once the launch is over. Because what you don't want to do, you don't want to have a launch at 7 days. I mean, yeah, make a ton of money, brilliant. But you don't want that to be it. You know, there's lots and lots of things we can do after the launch to keep things going.
Yeah, we can look at continuity and seeing exactly what you can do with that traffic. And the last module, final words, where John and I will actually discuss what we've actually talked about throughout the course and, you know, give a few pointers and tips to take you on your way when you end your product launch journey.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of what we talk about, just remember, guys, a lot of what we talk about we've done. We've had launch failures, we've had launch successes. And I think the most important thing to point out is we've had launch failures, which means we know what we've done wrong in the past. And we know the mistakes we made. And believe me, when you have a launch failure, you learn a lot. And because we can pass on this knowledge to you, hopefully that won't happen to you.
Yeah, okay. Hopefully you won't have a launch failure. But if you use product launch control, I'm sure you won't. Okay, now, thank you for listening. And we'll see you on Module 2.